Talk Show.
It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 488.
What's happening, guys? What's going down?
It's Thursday. You've already had a productive morning.
Oh, yes, I have, as I pull back my jumper sleeve and reveal the blood test that I've had this morning. Mm-hmm. Feeling lighter. 100 mils lighter, maybe less.
So 97 and I were talking about the blood test. So you were going to get your doctor's referral.
Which, you have to. Yeah.
Yeah, which you thought you would then have to go and go to a, what's it called?
Pathologist. Yeah, two birds, one stone. I didn't know they did this. As the doctor pointed out, I said to the doctor when I went in to get the referral, I said, oh, this place is looking great because it's been renoed since I last was there. He said, yeah, it looked like a brothel before, didn't it?
Like, I wouldn't know. But I guess that, and it's in St Kilda.
I followed it up by saying, well, around here you wouldn't quite know where you stumble into, would you?
And so the question is, what did you actually get your blood taken for?
Just ask. So I thought, so this is all for the reveal on the 500th. We've got a bit of a thing going where we're trying to work out of the three of us has the most testosterone, highest level.
But so I've been speaking to 97 about potentially opening it up to cholesterol and other things.
No. So I just kept it specific. I'll give you some information on how you go about it. Keep it specific. I'm looking to get my testosterone tested. So I didn't. Oh no, the only thing I lied was I panicked. I panicked when he said, "What do you do?" I said, "Oh, I'm on TV."
I'm on TV.
I was like, my approach going in was like, I'm not going to lie about what I'm getting this test for. I won't mention the competition, but I won't try and put it in, oh, I want my cholesterol, I want my vitamin D, I want my testosterone. I was just like, just say testosterone. That's what I want tested. And so I brought that up. And then
he was asked why?
Well, he started asking a few questions and it was like, well, are you married? Are you, you know, in a relationship? And I was like, yeah, I'm married and I have a kid. He's like, oh, you just never know around here. There's, you know, some people, you know, they're into both.
I was like, what does that mean?
Well, cause he's like, he's basically saying when he asks a lot of people, what are you into in the kindest possible way about, are you gay? Are you straight? Mm-hmm. Are you whatever? And he says a lot of people answer, I go both. I go both ways. Fair enough. But I don't know. He was curious about that. And so he asked me, have I got kids? What kind of exercise I do? He was trying to understand why I wanted the testosterone levels tested. And I just said I was curious. And he said there's a movement. So many people are having their testosterone tested at the moment.
Well, the funny thing, so I was saying to 97, slightly different to what you were saying, which is around the – there's not really a good story in there. Like, you haven't really given a good story.
I don't need to give a good story. This is, I was thinking of giving good story, trying to get a good story.
And then you panicked and said you're on TV.
I gave him that bit. He didn't, that wasn't it. He said, what channel? No problem. No, he didn't. He's from New Zealand. So he's like, I've got no idea about that stuff. So I was lucky. Imagine if they watch TV all the time.
Yeah, I was on the project once for a 7-Eleven bit. And I wasn't even allowed in the main studio.
Drop the story. And just go straight to it.
Well, I'll tell you what my story is going to be. So I am about to undertake a big diet change. I normally take a bunch of like Brazil nuts and all these different things because I think that they're helping testosterone. And so I'm wanting to get – there's a few things I want to get checked. Cholesterol, vitamin D, also my testosterone. And I
wouldn't muddy the water. Don't muddy the water.
What are you worried that's going to happen?
Oh, nothing. He said that this country has spent, Australia has spent, look it up. What's the cost for checking people's vitamin D levels in this country? He said it was like millions and millions and millions of dollars with no effect, like no change to what people are doing. And so the problem, like I didn't pay for any of this, right? Who pays for it? Medicare, the government, taxpayers. And so it is he's saying they're going to, if they can see on your records, if you're getting your vitamin D tested all the time, they're going to start charging people.
That's fair.
For it because, and so the other thing he did point out was the thing about tests are you're testing to get some kind of number or reading, which then you either act on it or you don't. And the thing about acting on these things is like, well, if you've got low testosterone, then there's testosterone replacement therapy, that kind of stuff, which I didn't even want to get into that shit. I was just like, look, I'm curious. I just brought it back to that. Look, I'm curious. I'm just wanting to understand now. So maybe in the future I can see the difference. And so you'll get a convoluted, like they'll come back to you with so much stuff.
Do you want to do it in your own time? I reckon you could probably say I'm extremely agitated all the time. I think it could have something to do with testosterone.
Yeah.
And it would actually work based on
you can try that. I just don't think there's any need to this bullshit. It's
I mean, you're the guy that said it's not actually bullshit. I'm vegetarian now. I want to test the Brazil nuts, Josh.
The Brazil nuts. That was a nice touch because it reminds you of what, you know, food. I think you actually just say the testosterone stuff. I'm just curious to see if it changes my testosterone levels.
Mm. Why?
Are you being the doctor? I'm being Josh?
No. But I know you could do that. But my thing is that it's like if I'm going to go to the doctor anyway, like I might as well get vitamin D, see where everything's at.
Yeah. I just would lead with the testosterone thing.
Because we don't fucking know. Like I was thinking about, I was like, what if we came back? It's like you got diabetes or whatever.
Well, that's blood sugar.
Yeah, so that's what I was thinking. I was thinking like fucking doing the whole.
That'd be so annoying. A good reveal for EP500.
Just make sure you can get it within 3 days.
Mm. Is that why you're so annoyed about it? Because you just want to make sure that it's three days.
What am I annoyed about?
Well, just you giving a bit of pushback with story.
If you do a bunch of tests and it's going to take longer, right?
You're going to get a piece of paper with all these things. I'm going to get one that it was purely a testosterone.
So you're upset test. That you didn't check at all?
No. I actually made the decision during the conversation with him not to bring in those other things. I was like, I'll just keep it at this. One single conversation.
So is that maybe why it is that you're like bringing that energy because you made that decision in your head?
No. I actually just think you complicate everything. And I think that the admin of going to a doctor for the first time in 10 years is quite a lot.
But
for
the
you.
Thing is, so might as well, because I was even thinking, fuck the whole bulk billing thing. I'll just go to GP and fucking pay.
You can still get the, it's just not as, it's not free.
Mm. Mm.
But I just don't want to put any roadblocks in front of you boys.
Mm. Well, I've booked in for tonight.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Where are you going?
A place in Bowen, Bowen Medical Center or something like that.
Okay. Bulk bill, did you find it, baby?
Yeah, it's bulk billing, 7:20
Were
tonight.
Were you signing autographs out the front for any Gronk squad or doing an appearance? You've given the exact medical center and the time.
Yeah.
Hopefully the doctor.
I was going to give the center and then Tommy's like, oh, where are you doing it?
It doesn't really matter.
So
give him a good prop. I mean, I said.
Yeah, so definitely a signing outside, yeah.
Yeah.
I talked about where I was going. It's And so then you got to go back as well.
To get the result. Yeah, of course.
The result.
So I've done all this before and it could be interesting getting my... So I did this after reading 4-Hour Body.
Yeah.
Would have been maybe 2011, I think. Yeah, got all the... Did the DEXA scan, did the blood work, and then they came back with the whole list. So I think I've got it in Evernote somewhere.
Oh, that's good.
So I could compare from when I was 21.
I wonder if they did test your testosterone. Do you think back then? I mean, or are you looking for vitamin levels? Because Tim Ferriss is all about like, what are your levels for everything?
Yeah, I could definitely have a squiz and see what it is. That's a good point.
Did you analyze it after you got it?
So the doctor was like, oh yeah, no, it's pretty. Like I feel like given how bad my diet was, there was nothing alarming.
I mean, the human body's pretty resilient to how us gronks treat them.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. And have you booked in?
No, I think Bree was saying, she needs to get blood tests done as well.
Oh, no.
And so she's like, you could even just go to my, because she goes to the doctor regularly. She's like, just go to the same GP as me.
Does she pay?
No. Yeah.
She pays, okay.
So might as well just do that.
Yeah. So you're going to get it done, boys?
Yeah.
Get it done.
While you were getting your testosterone checked.
Yeah.
I was demonstrating the level of testosterone this morning.
Push up, competition, squats, or what are your deadlifts? What were you? Or chin ups.
I was walking across the road and I was on the intersection, like on the pedestrian walking, and a car was already giving way to some pedestrians that were already walking across.
Mm. You had the green light?
No, there was no green light. It was just one of the outside Dan Murphy's
pedestrian crossing.
Yeah, well, no, it didn't have it even the the lines or whatever.
Okay, you just said an intersection.
It's like a Hotham and Smith.
Yeah.
And I'm walking across the road from Dan Murphy's to Fixation.
Yeah.
And I'm in the intersection. I'm walking and a car does the whole sort of slips in front of me, like drives quickly in front. What would you do in that moment?
It's not much you can do. Morning traffic. I've been the perpetrator of doing that. I mean, if it's if they did it really dangerously and they actually were close to hitting you.
I punched the car.
I mean, did you look at who the fuck was in the car?
No. It wasn't a punch. So imagine you're walking. I walk like this. And so rather than – it wasn't a like that punch. You're going to have to watch a video, guys, the dailytalkshow.com. It was a like that.
You like knocked the
car. It was like a knock.
Yeah, yeah.
Made a really good bang.
That's an unusual knock. You're walking. It's a backhand.
Like
backhand.
That.
So yeah, that would you
not? No, but that's.
But depends on how. If you can get high, if you're going low, like that.
You're walking like that already.
Yes,
right?
I'm walking like that. So imagine
you just like
my arm.
You threw your arm like in a walking position.
It's almost. I just walked into the car, and just so happened that I had my fist clenched.
Yeah.
Anyway, guy slams on his brakes. Awesome. He's in a Mazda. So I felt sort of safe, because
Bikies still drive Mazdas.
Do they? Wouldn't they be driving a Harley?
Yeah, they got their Harley confiscated.
And they're driving a Mazda.
Yeah, they got their Mercedes impounded and they've got to borrow a Mazda from a mate.
I know. Anyway, I felt pretty safe. But anyway, this guy, British dude, yelling and swearing at me, saying, you got your AirPods in, rah, rah, rah. And it's like, you know, and then I was just like, you've got to give way. You had to give, like, you turning. Yeah, I was, I was turning, but like basically saying that I was wrong. Anyway, like, because he'd sort of, as soon as that happened, he like drove up to like the island bit of like where the corner is to have this conversation with me. And so, like, I walked over there and just sort of said, hey, like, this is what happened. And he was just like swearing at me and all that sort of thing. And then he, I was like, I'm basically done. I've got everything. Like, there's nothing else to really add. So I was walking to get my coffee. And as I was starting to walk away, he did this like turn of his car, turning around, and then went into a parked sort of position. And then I just walked over and took a bunch of photos.
Of him watching?
Yeah. Of his number plate and all that sort of thing. And then just turned around and started walking. He's like, hey, oi. And I just like ignored him. Yeah, just had my AirPods doing the annoying thing of like him, his position, this whole thing of like the guy with his fucking AirPods. I don't know what's going on.
No wonder he can't hear me.
Yeah. And so it's funny. I called, like, I got a real fucking hit out of it. It was great. And so I said to 97, I called him. I was just like, I had to tell him the story. Because it's not that often. What I loved about it was there was a clear situation of he was breaking the rules.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so it wasn't like, oh, you did this. Like, it was all very clear.
Yeah, but I mean, the problem with doing those things is that if it turned the other way, handle yourself.
No, well,
if he can fight and you can't fight and he fights you.
If he hits me, he's fucking, he gets arrested.
No, of course he does. But that's what, I don't want you to get hit. So that's so it's
I
like,
mean, the thing. The maybe thing that's why I don't care necessarily about. I'm like, look, if you want to punch, if you want to like throw the first punch, if you want to punch me amongst all this sort of thing.
I know.
But my point is, it's like, maybe it's like my basketball days. I could fucking offensive foul, just jump in front and fucking take it. I'm actually okay taking a punch.
I know. It's amazing because there is psychos out there.
Mm. What, so King hits me and kills me?
No, of course. Yeah.
But then that guy is fucked.
Yeah, but my point is, was it worth the hitting of his car? Yeah. I know. The point is, I'm trying to go, how do you not die? And then doing that.
But what's the likelihood of dying? Like we talked about.
I mean,
the
not
fucking,
dying, but just getting punched.
All right,
like,
so if I got hit by the car.
Yeah.
I guess the question remains, when something like that happens, should there be some form of communication to that driver so that they know that they nearly hit me?
Yeah, oi. I mean, I've done the exact same thing.
For me, the oi thing is just, rarely has impact.
Well, fuck it doesn't yeah. actually. Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
And fuck I think is a good one too.
Fuck yeah. I think the guy wouldn't even connect that was him. Yeah. That bang on the side of his car. His thing is, have I hit someone?
No, it's
nearly
not.
Did.
He's like, he knows exactly what's fucking happened. You can't you imagine? Like, he knows he did the wrong thing. Like, he knows he ducked in front of you.
Mm.
And then he's got hit. I nearly got hit, someone reversing out. And I literally smashed the back of the, like, bang, banged the back of their car. They got the biggest fucking fright of their life because they knew that they, it was different. Like, they didn't know they were trying to duck in front of me. They were reversing out without even fucking considering anything going on. It was so dangerous. My point is, you do this. What are you saying?
I just love that it's like you tell the exact same story and like, and that's why it's okay for me to do
No, it's not. No. You can't handle yourself.
I think I can.
No, I don't think you can.
I think I can. I mean, the thing is.
It's not okay. I'm saying.
Handle I do based
shit.
On,
you do
on
shit,
what?
Right? You do shit and you're like, fuck. I've yelled at people in I the car. I've yelled at people while driving. And it's like, what if they were an absolute psycho?
But if you think about it, I did handle myself because I didn't escalate it to the point of a altercation.
No, but hang on. I'm not saying you did the wrong thing. I'm just saying the potential of doing these kind of things is can be fully fucked by with how the other person reacts.
What are people saying on Instagram? 97?
Well, Andrea Clark just joined. She said, yo.
Hey, Andrea.
G'day, Andrea.
We haven't got any other messages.
But okay, that's fine. Andrea, we're just arguing on whether.
We're not arguing at all. Because
you're bringing a level of energy today that seems like you're arguing.
But I just think that my point is, if you do it to the wrong person, I've always thought, what if it is some bikey that you do that to? Because I've done it too many times.
What, and so what happens in those cases?
And they're an absolute psycho that is just on the tipping point. Like, that can happen in life, right? You're in the pathway.
What just happened?
Of someone,
I just dropped my phone.
You're in the pathway of someone who is just at their tipping point, and that just tips them over the point. Tips them over. What do you want from it? What did you want from that?
So, it's about for me that I was nearly hit, and that's like a complete disregard of the law. Like, so the thing is, does he walk away potentially with that in his mind, where it's like the does he have the right of way or doesn't he? Like,
doesn't,
I think
no, it's illegal. So it is giving pedestrians is the
exactly.
rule.
And so that was my point. I think that he walks away, maybe does a little Google search.
Nah, he's angry. He doesn't give a shit.
I don't know. I think he was these like kind IT of people, professional angry.
No, but this is the thing. These IT professionals are the ones probably punching on down the pub later on because they're just silly.
And yeah, I wonder. I think like
it's a weird one because he got his back up, right? He knows he did the wrong thing.
Yeah.
He has to know.
Goldie Guts says, just tell him you love him, Tommy.
Yeah.
And Dan Wickman says, I think Josh would beat Tommy in an arm wrestle. That would settle this for me.
That's a good point. Should we just do it quickly?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. So how do we actually get it set up?
You go to, sort of that side.
Okay.
And you go with your right.
Sorry, everyone.
Both right. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Here we go.
I'm off.
All right, here we go.
All right. 3, 2, 1, go. Oof. Oh.
Getting there.
Yeah.
Josh, it's really
this is intense. You're going to have to go to the YouTube to watch this. Oh. You nearly made the biggest recovery there, Josh. Yeah. You saved it.
Oh. And to be honest, I just got over it.
I'm glad that I got my the doctor said, you can't move your arm, do any heavy lifting for 2 hours. And I went my left arm because I was like, I won't need that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you're lucky.
Oh, great. That was fun.
That's good.
Maybe we do it there for F500.
It actually takes a bit out of you, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm fucked.
Is this how you felt this morning after the confrontation with that man?
I was actually like, there was an excitement level to it. I loved it.
Yeah. Adrenaline kick?
Yeah. Because it's like, what I liked about it is like, mate, we just have a conversation, like he was yelling and all that sort of thing.
The thing is diffusing people, like anyone who's being angry towards you, like is so.
Well, I didn't say you're a fucking idiot.
Nah.
What I said was I had right of way. And so it's not like he was like swearing at me, but yeah, it was very.
We're watching a video. Well, watching this video,
I would have expected more, by the way, from you.
But I played it. I knew exactly what I was doing.
I think that's the funny thing. TJ always does this where it's like, mate.
Do you want me to tell you exactly what I thought? And it was exactly how it played out. I would let you go at the start. And then I'd ramp it up as hard as I could.
But that's what's the funny thing.
Let it go back because I knew you still had some gas in the tank. You did that to me. I held off, and then I knew I could gas you down because you were.
I was also keeping in the fact that I didn't that I couldn't lift my like I was wary that I started to.
You were reaching for the table a little bit.
Yeah, I was ready to sort of use my body weight.
Ben says another year off the porn and Tommy would have lost that.
Very good point.
That's so funny. We were watching this video early in the week of a woman on the tram in Melbourne and she wasn't a good sort. Mm-hmm. She was a battler, an Aussie battler, but she was sweary and carrying on. And the tram just turned on her, mm-hmm. rightfully so. She was being an absolute nuisance. But the amount of people that were swearing at her as well, saying, get the fuck off or shut the fuck up.
Which really it's, if you look at it from the perspective of she's an easy target.
Oh yeah. And so everyone's
saying fuck you because they know that in a fight, it's not an issue.
I was thinking though, so in that situation, relating it to like these where people are sort of highly strung in a moment, what if you just said to that lady, if one person on that tram said, can I give you a hug or something? Or just went up and said, is everything all right? Mm-hmm. You know, like I think about how do you do the opposite? It's like those YouTube videos where in fight situations, people rip off their clothes and then the other person runs off because they're so confused. But if you were to diffuse it by saying something lovely.
Well, I mean, what I said to him, I remember the other thing, which is like, you're in a car, I'm walking.
Yeah.
Like that's also I mean, the thing is he's got a fucking a Mazda, whatever, like a four-wheel drive looking thing. It's like, yeah, he could run me up. Like the thing is that from a power point of view, it's not even, okay, like getting punched or things like that.
I think I told you, Mr. 97, when I went to Fitness First in Doncaster, I'd never been there before. First time I went there, two things about it.
Is that your new local, by the way?
It's so close to me. I didn't realize. Yeah. I was like, oh, this membership's fucked. I have to go back into Richmond. It took take me forever. Anyway, it's two things about it. It's across two levels. Remember how you like think about people who complain because they can't get a park close to the gym?
Mm-hmm.
And then you think, ah, oh, they're complaining because they have to walk 100 meters to the gym. I've always said, go to the gym. However you get there, it doesn't matter. If you have to drive, whatever. This gym, I don't think this is fucking okay. There's a lift between the levels and I'm not kidding you. People do their weights down the bottom and get in the lift to go up one flight of stairs.
Leg day.
Not even leg day. Like these people that are doing it, they're going between levels in a gym that there's a staircase. I will never take that lift. And they're fucking walking down the stairs.
Mate, you're perfect. That's what I take from all of this.
Don't be upset that you
No, I think it's good. Like if you look,
no, but don't be upset. Beat you in an arm wrestle.
I know it's all good. Mate. I know it's okay, baby. That's like anyway. I'm getting to my point. The
I thought that was your point that you're perfect because you never take the lift.
Baby's a bit grumpy today, isn't he? He's a fucking
no. He's
got in a fight this morning. Got beaten in an arm wrestle this afternoon today.
There's certain energy.
My point though.
Okay.
There was nearly witnessed a fight at the gym between these two guys. And then 10 minutes later, another fight between two other people. They never got
this
to
was
the-
at Doncaster?
Doncaster Fitness First. It's a rough gym.
And did you tell them, guys, just calm down, have a hug?
No, these guys you wouldn't want to fucking mess with. Mm-hmm. But they were like, and their point was, not many people throw punches these days because there's cameras everywhere and people film like you holding it up as soon as something happens. The guy said to him, I gave you a chance last time. Come to the change rooms right now. No cameras. Let's go.
Mm.
I was like, oh my fucking God, this is
Jesus.
Oh, they've really thought it through, haven't they?
This is the thing. No,
they don't really think about where the cameras are.
People, I mean, the thing is they've just said that on camera.
Mm. So. Well, I was also thinking about like, say all the cameras type of thing. You think about dashboards, you think about, you know, car dashboards. What about like pedestrian dash cams.
Yeah, what is it? Ped cam.
Is that a thing?
No, I just no.
Oh, ped.
Well, like a ped cam, like pedestrian cam.
Ped cam.
Or it could be a like a GoPro. I mean, it would. It's very obvious.
Have you seen the cops? What they've got?
Yeah, yeah. The so chest sort of
body cam.
Body
yeah,
cam.
Yeah, it's in their uniform. Maybe you could get in the middle of your
hoodie.
What is
in
it?
The,
is
in there the any? O, yeah. In the O, we could get a little pinhole camera.
Well, do you That's feel true. That there's a certain? If you have a dash cam, do you think that you're more likely to get into road incidents?
Oh yeah,
because you yeah, know that you're filming.
Yeah, you're looking for it.
And so I think that if I was wearing a GoPro on my head every day to work, it'd be fun. I'd be lunging out into pedestrian.
And but you'd be trying for claims left, right, yeah, and center.
I mean, it's not even the claims. It's just the
even, content.
Yeah,
you just got the content.
Well, Wellington Street, 30 kilometers an hour for a bunch of the patch there. And so the thing is that from a pedestrian point of view, if you're crossing along the zebras, you should be at like 30. You can fucking stop when you're like 5 meters away from
you
somewhere.
You should be, yeah.
And so that's like the, as a pedestrian, I feel safer crossing the road knowing that those quickest stops should be easy. Mm. And if they can't stop, they're probably speeding.
Yeah, I think that's why they did the 30, because it's like...
Yeah, it's a shared zone.
It significantly reduces the incidences based on 10K.
What are you going to say to the doctor?
Yeah, you got to get your story
straight
or fucking lack of story. Just like remove it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think I'll probably run with what you said, but my initial thought was around you could pump up a story around like having low sex drive.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Just be,
well, because he said to me, that's why people usually get it checked. They get low sex drive. Mm-hmm. He said, you look fit and healthy.
Yeah, exactly. See, yeah.
I mean, the good thing is fit and any bigger Mr. 97, they'd be thinking, this guy wants steroids for sure.
And so what did you say? So before I said, what sort of questions do you think they'll ask? And I can't even remember how you said the word. What did you say?
I said, how often you masturbate.
Masturbate.
Mistake or you actually call it that?
No, I actually say that.
Masturbate.
Yeah. I don't know why.
Have you heard
masturbate, yeah.
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 But you say masturbate.
Yeah, don't know why.
It's not like how I say Nandos instead of Nando.
No, not taking the
piss. You're not being funny.
No. I've just always said that.
Masturbate.
Yeah.
I guess it's easier to remember the spelling.
Master. Oh, Mr. 97.
Anyway.
Jeez. LA fact of the day, son.
LA fact of the day. So there's a museum in LA called Getty Museum, and it has one of the most iconic collections of art in the world, and is also known for its architecture and gardens. This is what I was talking about yesterday.
Getty. Oh, yeah, great.
Each year, the Getty Museum employs hundreds of goats to do its landscaping, letting the animals graze on the grass and bushes, keeping everything looking neat and tidy.
I like that.
Are they paying 501? What is it? Like a...
Maybe like super?
the American version of super? Yeah, they're employing these goats.
The
I'd like to go and see the goats.
Just grazing and just
probably a certain time of year.
Yeah, definitely at a certain time of year.
Oh, getting into the winterish. Do you think it'd be nice? Like more October's meant to September. November's meant to be the rainy season of LA, which is not much.
We nearly got a sheep when I was growing up.
Did you?
Yeah, to look after the grass. We had a lamb. Like our school had a bunch of sheep and a lamb. Like there was a lamb that was like a runt or whatever it's called.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Named Frankie, and Frankie got to stay in our classroom and be able to feed it and stuff.
Yeah, cool. I wonder if they've pulled back on keeping animal pets in classrooms and shit nowadays.
I feel like it's probably a good thing.
Did you have chickens?
Yeah,
baby chickens.
Yeah, we had chickens.
Did you do like chicken races and stuff?
Nah, not races. We weren't doing cockfights and stuff. This is sort of
ball would I. They'd be like, a few of the kids came.
That was primary school.
Razor blades on their feet.
Yeah.
What were the worms? The silkworms.
That's all low level.
I just remember the smell of them. Not hamsters, the guinea pig versions. But anyway, thanks for the LA fact of the day.
We got an email from Lucy. Hi guys, just wanted to say a quick hello and let you know how much I've been loving the show. Just discovered it a couple of weeks ago after hearing it mentioned on the Shameless podcast, and heck, I've been busy catching up. I'm a uni student here in Melbourne, just finishing my law science degrees. Was loving the penalty unit chat the other day. Who said law can't be fun? I'm also a vegetarian. You can do it, Josh.
Thank you.
I know it sort of seems like you're missing out on stuff at the start, but once you find substitutes that work for you, it is so good and yummy.
I don't feel like I'm missing out at all, by the way.
When you have a pizza for lunch, it's fucking, there's nothing, you're not missing out.
Yeah.
For me, it's halloumi, aka crack, veggie bolognese using corn mince.
Yeah.
What's corn mince?
Don't know. Look it up. You go Google. We don't.
Same chewy texture as beef, but made with made from egg whites.
Well, there you go. There's your answer.
And curries. The flavour from the curry paste in jars is actually super tasty.
In jars? As in, is Lucy eating?
Mixing it in?
No, or is she just eating it out of a jar like peanut butter?
Oh.
That, I mean, that's
for intense.
Adding flavour to the veggies and stuff, maybe.
Yeah, don't know. I'm pretty sure she just adds it in. Anyway, I love how your show feels like listening. Sorry, I love how your show feels like listening in on a little chin wag between mates. I think it is legitimately impressive how the show can go from insightful discussions on career and relationships to ways you could subtly conceal the fact that you were smelling your finger after picking your nose.
Mm-hmm.
You were sniffing your foot as well.
Yeah, that happened.
This is what we need in our lives.
Thanks, Lucy.
Thank you for giving me something to look forward to every day. I will continue to recommend the show to my friends. I'll leave you with this thought. Your belt is the first thing you touch after you wipe your bum in the toilet, but you never wash your belt. Sorry, I know it's a bit crude, but I was thinking about it the other day, listening to the Uber Eats delivery / toilet debacle. Thanks again, guys. P.S. Sorry for the long email. I fucking hate admin too.
Lucy, a lot of commonalities there.
It's so true, the belt thing.
Yeah, I mean, I've got...
disgusting.
You should see my belt. I've got quite a cool... Have you seen my belt before 97?
I have. It's got like a... It's like a rodeo belt. You've really got...
What do you mean?
No, it looks like... Yeah, rodeo. Uh-oh. See, it's got like... Look at it.
And that's the second time he's done it today.
So, so this is
Gronk that nearly ran him over.
Oh, geez, yeah, you're right, Lucy. That's absolutely foul. No, it smells like money.
Like metal.
Metal, like a real... Isn't it amazing?
Oh,
that but anyway, is, no, but that is like a cowboy belt. Look at it.
What do you mean a cowboy belt? So, guys...
This is
a great belt for if you fucking... If you fluctuate a few sizes because it's
flexy.
Yeah, it's almost like it's belts for the people who like elastic.
Oh, because it doesn't have holes in it. You can go anywhere along
also,
it. No,
hold
I don't
it.
Need to touch
no, just hold,
it. No, after just hold
touch
this
end. The other end.
Touch the other
end.
Watch. Hold tight.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So it's elastic.
How did you find that? Did you just go to the shop and buy it?
No, Collis Tade from Invado. He had one and I think I was like, that's great. I've got them in two different colours. They're great. They're really good. It's the brand for people playing at home. Oh, it's Mr. Simple.
Ah.
They had a big sale the other day. Hopefully they're all good. Anyway.
Looking forward to it, boys. So you're booked in, Mr. 97.
I'm booked in. And, I'm booked in tonight,
JJ, you can book in online. You can book in online.
I think I'll do just the testosterone one because I don't want to be responsible
for
it being delayed.
Yeah.
And then
I'm just going to do testosterone.
I don't want to make you upset.
I reckon the thing about, look, I'm just sort of starting to get into
I'm fine with the story.
Monitoring.
I think
monitoring.
I'm fine with the story.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think it'll be an
Please
issue.
Don't break.
Well, one interesting fact, Mr. 97's mate went in, tried to get a referral for the whole mental health plan. What is that called? Mental health plan?
Yeah, I think it's a mental health
it's
plan.
It's Australian government.
Like 5 or 10.
I think it starts with 5 and then you can get up to 10 free or subsidised sessions. His mate went in, said, I've got some mental health issues. Doctor's like, nah, sorry.
Yeah.
That's fucked.
Yeah, it's full on, isn't it? I mean, that'd be
sure, but please encourage him to go to another GP.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure, the GP, like that person's, what they said doesn't mean that someone else won't.
Well, 97 was saying, 97 and I were saying that his mate mustn't have revved up the story enough. Problem is, if you rev it up too high, do they let you out? you're just trying to fucking over.
Did he tell you what specifically he said? He's like,
it was around like sleeping and anxiety.
He wasn't trying to get medication.
No.
Literally a referral.
Just the referral for the 5.
Fuck. The problem with that is, I could go in right now, say I'm going on a flight. I've got anxiety. Can I have some medication? They'll give it to me.
Mm-hmm.
I've done that before.
Yeah, yeah.
That's disgusting. Yeah. That's fucking disgusting. Mm-hmm.
Talk about it on your TV program.
Yeah, yeah. Look, I'm bringing that up on the 6:30 report that I do on the television.
It's an interesting insight saying the TV thing, isn't it?
I panicked and I was like, I fucking got no interest in doing TV or radio.
Why was that your go? Why was that your go?
I panicked.
Yeah, but why was your panic?
It's not my go-to.
Why is that some weird tick?
Yeah, weird. What do you do? TV. I said it so quickly. That was what I'm admitting. I don't know what the fuck happened. I had a breakdown, boys.
Yeah, it's interesting. Okay, all right. It's a daily talk show. If you want to be like Lucy, we would appreciate sending an email to us. hi@thedailytalkshow.com. Apple Podcast reviews. I think Lucy also gave us a podcast review. Yes.
Yeah, the one we read out yesterday.
Top Gronk.
And all the tickets to the live show are gone.
Mm-hmm. Sold out.
Completely sold out. Asterisk next to sold out.
Hashtag free. Free sold. Anyway, it's a daily talk show. Send my regards.
See you guys.